So first up, tell us about the new amendments to the Liquor Licensing Act.
Okay, so the changes to the Liquor Licensing Act came in November of 2017. The government had, a long consultation period about these that involved the liquor industry as well as public interest groups. And there's a number of changes to it, but a lot of attention's being paid to the impact that the changes to the law have on young people and alcohol, and specifically those under 18. So the main changes about it relate to the circumstances in which young people are able to legally consume alcohol, and that really depends on the circumstances that they're in. So whether they're on licensed premises, whether they're in a private home, or whether they're in a public place.
Hmm.
Some things have not changed. So, for instance, it certainly was the case and it remains the case that if someone is under 18, it's against the law for them to drink, to buy, or to have in their possession, or to be given alcohol while they're on licensed premises. So it doesn't matter whether they're on their own, whether they're with friends, or whether they're with a family group on licensed premises under 18.
A lot of people say that there's a bit of grey area about knowing whether or not people under 18 can drink inside the home. Can you tell us about this?
Sure, yeah. Well, the drinking in a private home is where there's been a significant change to the law. The laws are probably previously being a little bit grey, as you say, on that, mm-hmm. if not actually silent on that. So the circumstances now are that in a private home, whether it's just with a family group or whether it's with a larger group, say there's a party in a private home or house, young people can consume alcohol where the alcohol is supplied by what's called a responsible adult or an authorised adult, and that the alcohol is supplied in a manner that's consistent with the responsible supervision of the child. That sounds a little bit legalistic, and that's because I'm paraphrasing the actual legislation. So responsible adult means someone who is a parent of the child, so or the young person under 18, or someone who's standing in the position of a parent who's a caregiver perhaps, so it could be a step-parent, I suppose. Responsible supervision being carried out by that person takes into account a few things. It includes things about the age of the child. It includes things about whether that adult themselves is affected by alcohol at all. It depends on whether the child is showing any signs of being affected by the alcohol, and it also includes consideration about how much alcohol is being provided. So if I can take one example, if there's a family and they're having lunch or dinner at the dining table and they decide that their 15, 16, 17-year-old children can have a glass of wine with their meal, and the parents are there to supervise that drinking and it's not to excess, then that is now legal.
Right. What about house parties with underage teenagers there?
That starts getting slightly more complicated. So if there is a house party and there are a number of, let's say, teenagers there who are under 18, it's okay as long as there is a responsible adult there. So let's say there's a teenager who's having a 16th, 17th birthday party at their family home. Their parents are there. Their parents are supervising. It's okay as long as those supervising parents have the consent of the parents of the other youngsters that are there. Now, that consent can be verbal, or it could be in writing, for example. I've heard stories of that happening. But as long as the parents of the other teenage guests are aware that alcohol is being served and will be served to their children, and that they consent and agree to that, and as long as the alcohol is being served in a responsible manner, then again, that is permissible under the new laws. Where those things aren't present, though, it's going to be illegal. And we understand that the police and the authorities are going to be clamping down on the house parties that don't have that sort of supervision and process in place. The sort of house parties that you hear about on the news that perhaps get a little bit out of control. Leaving aside gate crashes, that's a whole different issue, of course, but where there isn't any supervision, where there aren't any parents at all, for example, and things get a bit out of control, that's, I suspect, where the police are going to be clamping down and using these new laws.
Mm. And what about if these parties aren't inside a house, but they're in another area? So maybe they've rented some kind of warehouse or something like this, and there's still parents present and they still allow their children to drink.
If it's a public place and there are parents there, then again, if they're exercising supervision that's envisaged by these new laws, then that would be okay. So if it were in a warehouse or a hall, for example, and again they're celebrating a birthday or some event of some sort, then that's okay. Things would start changing if, for instance, they're charging admission to the function or the event.
Right.
Because the licensing laws would be a bit different there. If they're charging admission, they would actually, and alcohol is being served, they would actually need a liquor license. And in those circumstances, under 18s would not be allowed to drink, and it would be illegal to supply alcohol to them.
Mm.
But other situations in public places that would be okay, for instance, if there was a family group in a park or on the beach and having a picnic or just having a family gathering or a small gathering, and again, there is appropriate supervision being exercised, then again, that wouldn't be against the law. Again, what I think the authorities will be targeting are situations that can occur where there are unsupervised parties, either in places like warehouses that you've mentioned, or in open land, on paddocks or in open blocks and so on, where there can be numbers of young people drinking, no supervision. That's what I think these laws are aimed at.
I'm speaking with Legal Services Commission lawyer Chris Stone about the changes to the Liquor Licensing Act. So is it actually legal for anyone to drink in the park or to drink on the beach or even like on the street?
Well, the answer to that is it depends.
Mm-hmm.
There are circumstances where public areas can be declared dry zones, either on a permanent basis or on a temporary basis. And in those places, no, it's not legal to drink in public. So that's something that everybody has to be aware of, not just young people, that in some places you can't drink alcohol because it's a dry zone. And if you did, then you'd be committing an offence. But apart from that, yes, it's okay to drink alcohol in public, as I said, somewhere like the beach, a family group, or on a picnic in a park. It's, again, though, if things get out of control, that there can be a problem. So if you're drunk in a public place, for example, whether you're an adult or not an adult, you can be arrested. You could be charged with being drunk and disorderly. You could be taken to a sobering up centre by the police and so on. So that can be a problem. So some caution has to be exercised if you're drinking in public.
Let's talk about one of the other changes, which now allow low-risk businesses like hairdressers or jewellers to provide their customers with a drink. Do you think this is a good change?
Well, it's a change that probably makes legal what may have happened in such places for some time, I suspect, and which also allows people to provide, I guess you could say, a full range of services. So somewhere, as you say, like a hairdresser's business or a jeweller's or anywhere where you're going to be chatting to a customer for a period of time and you want to provide a nice service, providing them with a glass of alcohol or a glass of champagne, say, as part of the service is something that's now clearly allowed by the changes to the liquor licensing laws. And that's where I'm sure businesses will appropriately take advantage of that where they think they can.
Hmm. Thank you so much for taking us through those changes, Chris.
You're more than welcome. And if people are interested in reading details about that, they could always look at the Legal Services Commission website. We do have information sheets available about all of that, including a number of information sheets about youth and the law, which some of your listeners might find very interesting.